Well, Lord Waddington, I wonder if you could tell us, first of all, why did you table your amendment in the first place?
I wasn't happy about the creation of the new offence at all. It seemed to me that if there was a mischief, it was covered by existing law. After all, the present Public Order Act makes it an offence to use threatening, abusive or insulting words or behaviour, and therefore I thought it was quite wrong of the government to introduce the new offence at all. But when they did so, I thought it would be extremely difficult to muster a majority who would vote against the clause, full stop. So what we'd got to do is get an amendment on the statute book which would guard people against the danger of a repetition of some of the terrible scandals that have happened recently. Now, I think those scandals have happened because the police have been far too ready to infer threats from mere words, which, of course, they shouldn't have done. In the case of the couple in Fleetwood, the Robertses, they seemed to think that there might well have been an offence under the Public Order Act, when nobody in his right mind should infer threats from mere criticism of a council's gay rights policy. So we'd got to make it absolutely plain that in future the police would have to look for other evidence before they came to the conclusion that there might be threats involved in the use of words about somebody's sexuality. Now, that's why the amendment was put down. If you read the words of the statute by themselves, then of course they're perfectly easy to explain to a jury. But we're not talking about cases before juries. We're talking about the police listening often to malevolent complaints and then too readily concluding that the words must have been threatening when, if looked at as a normal person would look at them, they were just comment and criticism. And goodness me, in a free country, all of us ought to be able to use comment and make criticisms.
Can you tell us what happened last night in the House of Lords?
Well, we had a vote on my amendment, and we won it. We didn't win it by a large majority, but we won it by enough, and as a result of a magnificent turnout, very unusual to get a vote in the Lords on a backbench amendment with as many people voting as voted in the lobbies last night. And I can't remember now how many it was, but it was 170-odd for us and 150-odd for the other side. And that was a stupendous performance, and it illustrated the fact that people in the Lords were genuinely worried that if the government proposal went forward without a free speech amendment, then we really would be risking the right to free speech in this country. So it was a great sort of protest by, well, we're pretty ordinary people in the Lords. We may be called fancy titles, but we're, I think, a pretty good cross-section of people, and we just weren't prepared to risk an attack on free speech. And so that's why we won the division. Now, after that, of course, we ran the risk of the amendment going back to the House of Commons and the government then putting on the whips and defeating my amendment in the Commons and sending it back here. But mercifully, they decided that the game was up, and they decided that they would make the best of a bad job and accept what had happened. So it's a happy ending to a very long story.